Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place Ministries and another episode of Using My Keys broadcast. This is your host, Pastor Valerie Burrell, grateful and thankful for each of you being with us on tonight. I'm excited. We have quite a few callers on the line on tonight, and I'm sure that each of you is here with expectation to hear more about the great Women's Conference, Let It Go Women's Conference, that's going to be held next month. We are grateful that the host of the conference is with us tonight, Mrs. Andrea Robinson. Andrea, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Thank you for the invitation.
Amen. Amen. When I first saw the flyer for your conference, I got excited because there is so much that we as women especially have to let go of in order to get all that God has for us. So could you tell us a little bit about what Let It Go is about and those who will be participating in this awesome conference?
Yes, ma'am. Women of Worship Outreach Ministries is promoting, and they will be having the Let It Go Women's Conference on Saturday, September 24th, starting at, registration is at 8:30 a.m., and it starts promptly at 9 a.m., I'm sorry.
Amen. Amen.
The scripture basis is, brethren, I can count it myself not to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And that's from Philippians 3, verses 13 and 14. And the vision was just given to me that, you know, there are so many women of all ages and ethnic backgrounds that are dealing with things. And our goal for the Let It Go Women's Conference is to release, is a release so that we can move on and be transformed and be equipped to go out and be a blessing to other people that need us. And I have a panel of people that will be coming in. The first person that we do have will be our AM speaker, which is Reverend Janelle Pleasant from Gethsemane Baptist Church, Newport News, Virginia.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. I certainly do give God glory and honor for the opportunity, one, to be a part of this blog talk show, as well as to be a part of the Let It Go Women's Conference. As Sister Robinson has already said, there are many, 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 many of us who hide behind the veil, hide behind masks, and hold on to things that we have dealt with when we were children. And as we've gone through to adulthood, we've held on to them, not understanding that it's really holding back that which God has for us. And in order for us to be able to move forward in our call, move forward in our purpose, move forward in the plan that he has for us in his will and in his way, we have to let it go. We have to be bearers of forgiveness. We have to be bearers of those, that so that we can forget those things, as the scripture says, forgetting those things which are behind and then pressing towards the mark. So not just coasting along, not just walking along, but pressing towards that mark that Jesus Christ has called us to. So it is a pleasure, and I do certainly do appreciate the obedience of Sister Robinson, who has heard the call from God that this needs to be done, and that those who she has asked to be a part of it on this assignment, that she was obedient to God as well.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, we also have on the line Prophetess Lolita Morgan from Zion Baptist Church, Cardinal, Virginia, and she will be our noonday speaker for the Let It Go Women's Conference.
Amen.
Amen.
Welcome,
Amen.
Prophetess Morgan.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for the invite. Thank God for Minister Andrea. Thank God for the opportunity to speak. One of the things that God has been dealing with me since I've heard the title of Let It Go, God has been speaking to me about what are the things that we are holding on to. And I believe, as it was said earlier, we're busy holding on to things, and when we get to a certain place in ministry, that very thing that we're holding on to has a way of surfacing to the front or to the forefront. So God is speaking to me about identifying. I think once we can identify that very thing, then healing can take place. So when we get to a certain place in ministry, that thing that we thought we let go of, or I think I heard the word, we make up, we put the makeup and cover up and we put Band-Aids on some things. But when we get to a certain place in ministry, I minister to a lot of women who are dealing with past, but they're trying to go forth in ministry. And just when they get to a certain place, that thing comes up, and it holds us bound. We are in bondage to some things because we have yet to identify that thing that holds us in captivity, that keep us from going forth in ministry. So my prayer is that we can begin to minister to the mind of women. A lot of times we want to deal with, we want to point out, and we want to call out the situation and the circumstance, but I truly believe that a renewed mind will deal or minister or set free of a condition. So we can just get to the mind and allow the word of God to renew the mind, then we can walk boldly into the things that God has called us to do as women. Amen.
Praise God.
Praise
God. And I just wanted to let you know that in her absence, our PM speaker will be the Reverend Carolyn Fisher from Jerusalem Baptist Church, which is in Oldham, Virginia, and that's over in Westmoreland County. Throughout the day, we will also have workshops. Our workshop facilitators will be Minister Dora Mae Smith, which is from Church of Abraham in Gloucester, Virginia. And another one of our AM workshop facilitators will be Minister Yvette Robinson from First Union Rexburg. And our evening workshop facilitator before the Reverend Carolyn Fisher will be Minister Rebecca White, and she is from United Nations Fredericksburg, Virginia. Also during the day, we will also have a combined praise and worship women's choir under the direction of Minister Kevin Lamar Gresham. And we also will be having two gospel artists on a gospel artist showcase, and they're under the promotion of Dr. Claude Dangerfield. They are Mr. Tyrone Johnson and Mrs. Audrey Howard.
Amen, amen. Is Dr. Dangerfield on the line with us tonight?
Yes, Dr. Dangerfield is on the line. Praise the Lord. It's good to
Amen.
Be on the air with everyone and honoring God this evening. We do thank God for the privilege of working with Minister Robinson as well with this conference and understanding the importance of reaching those that are seeking to do more in Christ. And the artists that are coming have experience in ministry. It's one thing to sing songs, but it's another thing to minister through music, to be able to reach the hearts, the souls, and the minds of people through the ministry of music as well. That's another way that we bless God. And so we have Sister Audrey Howard, who is coming from Hampton, Virginia, and she's worked with me several times on praise and worship programs that we have had, and Brother Tyrone Johnson, who is from Newport News, a member of the Revelation Ministries in Newport News, and who's actually working on his second gospel project, which is to be released shortly, called While Down Here. And you'll find that these two individuals are not singing to entertain anyone, but they're actually sincere about the ministry that God has blessed them with. And we hope that those that come and experience this ministry will see the difference between just singing and worshiping. There's a very big difference between the two of them. And so we hope that you enjoy them, and they're there to bless you. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Wow. What, if I hadn't planned on already attending the conference, I think I would have, my mind would be changed, Minister Andrea. Amen.
So I just thank God for giving us the vision to be able to be a blessing to women of all ethnic backgrounds, because they truly, truly need it.
And I agree with you wholeheartedly. I know that with the Empowerment Police Ministry, when God gave me this ministry some 4.5 years ago, it started with the preface of not being held captive to your past, not being held captive to anything that you may have encountered, whether it was by your choice or someone else's choosing, that despite what you've gone through, it does not define who you are and who God has called you to be. So I'm completely sold to the mindset that we have to empower others as God empowers us. We take the strength and we take the call and the purpose that God has placed on our lives, and we're here to help build up others, to get them to that place of reconciling in their minds, because I think so often where we get stuck is because we have not had our minds regenerated. We have not allowed God to come in and do the transformative work in our hearts and in our spirits. And because of that, sometimes we find ourselves being our worst enemies and progressing in the things that God has called us to. So I am certainly excited for what God is going to do through this conference, through those who will minister the word of God, through the preaching and the teaching, and certainly excited about the worshipers who will come and usher us all into a greater dimension of glory in God's presence through music. So I'm excited. Can you tell the people, if they're interested in registering for this conference, how do they go about doing that, and what are the costs?
Yes, ma'am. We do have a Facebook page and a Facebook link. There is no registration cost, but we do have registration forms. All of the panel of speakers and workshop facilitators have registration forms. Also on the forms, there will be T-shirts that will be for sale until the first week in September, and there will be tote bags. The only thing that the outreach ministry is asking is that the women please bring personal hygiene or toiletry items for our blessing bag ministry, which is part of our outreach.
Amen, amen. So, listeners, you can't do any better than that. You're going to get fed the word of God through word and music, and the registration cost is free. They're just asking you to bring toiletry items to help be a blessing to women in need. I commend you for that, sister. I commend you for that. Ministry is hard, challenging, and often a burden financially if you don't have the right support. So we thank God for what you're doing and what you're offering to the people in this region. Again, as you stated, registration is free. They have a Facebook page, a link on Facebook where you can get additional information regarding the conference. Each of the conference speakers and facilitators also has the registration forms for this conference, and you can reach out to me, those who are my friends on Facebook. I have that information as well, the forms for registration. We encourage you to please get your T-shirt, order your tote bag, whatever you can do to help aid the ministry. And please, if you're going to attend, don't forget to bring your items for the giveaway bags for those women in need. Amen, amen. Ms. Andrea, is there anything else that you would like to add? I'm excited about this. I'm excited about this. Amen.
I would just like to thank everyone for their support and their prayers, and continue to pray for the Women of Worship Outreach Ministries, and also pray for our speakers and our workshop facilitators and Dr. Claude Dangerfield. Pray that God gives back to them what they've given to our ministry already. And just come to the
Amen.
Conference on September 24th with expectations from God.
Amen. Give us a location of the conference again and the time.
It is in King and Queen County at Second Mount Olive Baptist Church. The address is 3156 Devil Three Jump Road in Little Plymouth, Virginia.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, we thank God for each of you joining us on tonight to give us some insight regarding this upcoming conference. Ms. Andrea, thank you so much. Anything that we can do with the Empowerment Place to aid you in this, please don't hesitate to let us know. And we'll be here for you. Listeners, again, thank you so much for joining us. If you have any additional questions about this conference, find them on Facebook. Hit me up on Facebook, on Twitter. Email at empower_yourself@yahoo.com, and I'll be happy to forward you on to Minister Andrea to get clarity, instruction, and all that you need regarding this conference. We ask those that can on Sunday evening at 8 o'clock p.m. join us again for our weekly teaching from the Empowerment Place, where I will be releasing a word, so we hope that you're able to join us then. Until then, we ask that you do something every day to empower yourself, and once you've been empowered, take the responsibility to empower someone else. God bless you to each of you who have joined us tonight. Peace and blessings be upon you. Good night.